Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the New England Patriots in our team preview for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What up, Jeremiah? Talking the Pats today. Pat Nation, rise up. We got a good show for you today. Talking about the team who's been running this league for as long as I've been alive and hoping to get back to prominence, of course. Coach Belichick, Brady's been gone for a minute, but it's all right. You got that boy Mac Jones putting in work, and I think they are going to be fine and ready to go this upcoming 22 season. I can't wait to get more into it.
Absolutely. Same for us. Here based in Atlanta, Georgia, we love talking football, and so we're so thankful that all of you are watching and listening to the show. So thank you so much, especially for your shares and telling your friends and family and your coworkers about the show via word of mouth. Mr. Logan Landers, the New England Patriots, this is one we've been waiting for. What can we expect out of this team this season?
Well, looking at the Patriots, right, you got to look at how the season ended last year. And unfortunately for them, it wasn't the best way to end your season, I think. Had a good record, right, 10-7 overall, looking good. Mac Jones really stepped up. He had some other good players like J.C. Jackson, Matthew Judon, Matt Slater as well. But you lost in the wild card playoffs against the Bills, your division rivals, 47-17. So not the greatest end to the season, all in all. So you're hoping to come back this year stronger than ever. And they have a pretty solid team, I think, to really come back and maybe, you know, potentially topple the Buffalo Bills, I think, potentially, in the AFC East. You just never know. But let's talk more about this team, who's on the team, who's looking good, who they've had, who they've lost. So, of course, I mentioned you got the quarterback of the future. As my boy Frankie Cease calls him, Mac and Cheese, Mac Jones, looking good behind center. And I think he's going to look great again this upcoming 22 season. I think that they've really found a good replacement for Brady and whatnot. So I think he'll be good. Of course, you have their first-round pick, the one that shocked the world. With Cole Strange, right, coming out of Chattanooga. We'll see how he can do on the offensive line. And then, of course, you got so on your running backs, wide receivers, you got Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, Tyquan Thornton, who they also drafted, Nelson Agholor, and Ty Montgomery, just to name a few. Of course, N'Keal Harry, maybe he can step up this year. You just never know. You got David Andrews, Mike Onua, Isaiah Wynn, also looking good on the line. I think they'll be set there. For the tight end position, you have Hunter Henry coming over. I think he's going to be a great addition for that team. Mac Jones, who I mentioned, is going to be holding it down. And then the running back core of Damian Harris and Stevenson back-to-back looking good at that running back position. I think the offense is getting there. I think it's still not as fine-tuned as it can be. I still think they can go out and grab another receiver or two, maybe in free agency, maybe in a potential trade. You just never know. To really just make it even stronger for opposing defenses. And looking at this team, right, like I said, they've gotten a few players. Some of them have come over. Some of them have resigned. They've got some good guys as well. I mentioned Ty Montgomery, the running back. He's coming over from the Saints. You have Jabril Peppers, the safety, coming over from the Giants, right? Terrence Mitchell as well. Devontae Parker coming over from the Dolphins is going to be a nice addition. But they've lost some good players too. The most notable of hits that they had, J.C. Jackson, the corner, who I mentioned was all pro last year. He's gone. He's went to the Chargers. You also allow Shaq Mason, Chase Winovich, and a few other guys to boot, Kyle Van Noy. So you lost some guys, you gained some as well. A little bit of 50-50 trading there. And looking at this defense, too, I think this defense is going to step up once again and look really good. You have Wise coming off the edge, along with Christian Barmore going into his sophomore season. And Lawrence Guy right there. Matthew Judon, who looked really good last year. I think he's going to come back even better in 22. Jawan Bentley, Mack Wilson, Malcolm Butler looking good at the cornerback position still. Kyle Duggar in the safety position to go with Devin McCourty, another really good longtime vet at that position. I mentioned you got Jalen Mills at the corner, and you got Jonathan Jones looking good. And behind them, you have your draft picks of Marcus Jones and Jack Jones. So there's going to be a lot of Joneses looking good in that backfield for years to come in New England, I think. But overall, looking at this team, let's pull up their schedule. Let's see who they're playing, who they're going up against, and then I think that I'll wrap things up with how I think they will finish this season. So you got week one, the AFC East up-and-comers right there. Not quite there yet, but they're on the up-and-up. The Miami Dolphins, you got the Steelers in week two, the Ravens week three, the Packers in week four, the Lions week five, the Cleveland Browns in week six, the Bears in seven, the Jets at eight, the Colts at nine. Week 10, go home, relax, enjoy your bye week, and then come back strong in week 11 against the Jets. The Fighting Vikings, number 12 at week 12, the Bills in 13, the Cardinals in 14, the Raiders in 15, the Cincinnati Bengals runner-up last year in 16, the Dolphins again in 17, and week 18, you got the Buffalo Bills. So a decent schedule. I'm interested to see how they do. I think that they finish with a similar record, maybe a little bit better. But I still think Buffalo's running this division, Jeremiah. I think the Patriots are getting better. There's no question about that. But I still think that Buffalo has just a few more key pieces, a few more better options at certain positions at the moment, and they still run this division. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit if the Patriots potentially topple them, potentially get over them, and regain that division once again. I do expect them to get into the playoffs also. I think that if they don't get the AFC East, they could always get in as a wild card like they did last year. And you know they got revenge on their mind for that game in Buffalo where they couldn't do much last year. So they're hoping to flip that script and beat them up 47-17 or whatever it was and look good there. So I expect good things from the Patriots. I expect a similar result to last year. A good team. I just don't know if they're quite as good as the Bills yet, but it would not shock me one bit if they overcame that and won the AFC East. It remains to be said. Of course, we all know they got one of the best head coaches, not in this current era, not this previous era, but in all the eras of football with Bill Belichick and his masterful mind. So it's going to be super interesting how this team keeps going in this 2022 season, but I expect big things from the Patriots. We'll see how they can do it.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, let's see if they can do it. Like you're saying, the Buffalo Bills, really, it's theirs to lose in a certain way. So that the Patriots come in and they really show what they can do, then this is going to be very competitive. Again, you were saying that they were out for revenge, and I totally see that coming down the line. We want to see them really come back and get that vengeance for them. It's going to be really exciting either way. For all of our Patriots fans in the audience, or all of our football fans, all of our AFC fans, please tell us in the comments, what do you think? What do you think that the Patriots will do? What do you think that this season will hold for them? And if you are listening to our podcast, thank you again. And if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. We have an amazing podcast, over 1,000 episodes, including history specials, interviews with legendary players, other sports broadcasters that come and help us out to tell the best stories we can about the league, and more, and some crazy things we have planned for the next bit, especially coming up into the season. So you can listen over on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a review, and that review can be very simple. It could say, hey, I listen to the show. I love it. Or, hey, I'd love to see more of this. And send it. That's all we require. And that's all that's required of any of us, is to put, you know, just a little bit of extra effort in there to show us you're out there. And that little bit, that one tiny thing, it starts a tidal wave of extra help for us when it comes to these algorithms that show our podcast to new listeners, ones who haven't had the opportunity to join us on the podcast. So thank you to everyone who's already left a review, and thank you to everyone who's planning to write a review within the next 20 minutes. I'm joking. You write it whenever you like. But thank you so much for writing those reviews over on Apple Podcasts and subscribing and listening wherever else you love podcasts, including over on Spotify, Amazon, your home device, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and of course, our sponsor, the Believe Podcast Network. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that amazing breakdown of the New England Patriots for their 22 season. We are here at every day serving you with more football information, and I am your producer, Jeremiah Long. This is 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio, and stay tuned because we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.